Texte numéro 2. Adios, siesta? Spain considers ending Franco's change to working hours. It's 10:30 a.m. and Fernando, a civil servant in his late 40s, sits down to a café con leche, the sports pages and a cigarette in Madrid's Plaza del Rey. At work since 9 a.m, he's taking his routine morning break. It's a ritual you see everywhere across the capital. Friends and colleagues gather in the mid-morning, coffees are ordered, noisy conversation ensues, and 20 minutes later they're back to work. But these leisurely coffee breaks may soon come to an end following a vote by a parliamentary commission on Thursday recommending that Spain turn its clocks back an hour and introduce more regular working days, starting at 9 a.m. and ending at 5 p.m. The cliché of Spain's late rising, long lunches and afternoon siestas may prevail in the mind of foreigners, but the reality for most Spanish workers is a long and disjointed day. In part, Spain's chaotic working hours come down to a historical anomaly. In 1942, Spain's dictator, General Francisco Franco, changed the country's time zone to coincide with Germany's in an act of solidarity with his fascist ally, and it has never gone back. At the head of the campaign to bring Madrid into line with London is Ignacio Buqueras, the president of the Association for the Rationalisation of Spanish Working Hours. He has been campaigning for more than 10 years and believes it is the government and Spain's leading companies that need to push for this change. Productivity would increase and civil society improve, he argues, because Spaniards don't have time to dedicate to local organisations, NGOs and other charitable bodies. Family life would improve too, as it would allow parents to spend more time with their children after work. We should be starting between 7:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. and never finishing work later than 6 p.m. Half an hour or an hour is more than enough time to eat a healthy lunch, and not, as so often happens here in Spain, 2 hours, 3 hours, he said. The siesta has to end. At most, you need 10 or 12 minutes rest after lunch. And anyway, most Spaniards don't have a nap after lunch, even if their working day permits them to take one, he said. All of this means people go to bed far later than they should and get less sleep than they need. Studies suggest Spaniards sleep an hour less than the rest of Europe, which means more accidents at work, less efficiency, and more children missing school. Additionally, they work longer hours than their German and British counterparts, but are much less efficient. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2013.